Com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Kind of scary, believe me.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people.
radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has finished up her 2 days of questioning from members of a Senate Judiciary Committee. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Amy Coney Barrett repeatedly refusing to weigh in on any issue that could reach the Supreme Court.
So because it would be opining on an open question when I haven't gone through the judicial process to decide it, it's not one on which I can offer a view.
A committee vote on Barrett is expected next week.
Today, the Judiciary Committee will hear from outside witnesses about Judge Barrett's nomination. President Trump says his youngest son, Barron, quickly got over his case of COVID-19, or whatever you want to call it, he says.
It's got 21 different names. I could go over it, but to me, Corona means Italy. China is China, and it came from China, so he had the China virus, right?
The president at a rally in Des Moines, Iowa. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the Wayne Tell Wake Up at 6:05. The big show is just ahead.
iPhone 12 is finally here, and you're gonna love its updated features.
Cool! So the new iPhone has better earbuds?
Actually, we've eliminated the earbuds.
Oh, okay. But I bet it has a new kick-ass charger.
Sorry, no more charger. It's bad for the environment.
Well, at least the new iPhone has 5G, so it'll be super fast.
Not exactly. Half of America doesn't even have 5G.
Well, I'm sure this iPhone is amazing. Hey, the box is empty.
Sorry, phones are also bad for the environment.
Can I at least keep the box?
Nope. You mind shipping it back to us?
What a ripoff! I'm done with Apple.
But the iPhone 13 is coming out in just a few weeks.
Wow, really? I'll take five of them.
The new iPhone 12. It's literally nothing. But who cares? You'll keep coming back.
Day?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
Why exactly are you here?
It's Thursday.
Rise and grind.
Okay. Back to the old grind.
Wow.
Come on. Back to work.
I've never heard you talk like that before.
Then maybe you should listen.
It's Thursday.
Let's start the day off with some fun.
Real fun.
Let's start the show.
Let the show begin.
Let's start the day off with some appreciation for the man who has fought back and made it back today, Rich Thomas.
Please clap.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's not quite as chilly this morning. I mean, yesterday morning, people who walked out went right back in the house and got a jacket. But it's not quite as chilly. We're at 58 right now, as compared to it was 7 degrees cooler at this hour yesterday morning. So look for a slightly warmer day with a high temperature up to about 83. Humidity will be very manageable. Tonight, mainly clear, not quite as cool, down to 60 for the low. Now, tomorrow, the cool front we've been talking about moves through. So, I mean, you probably won't notice it much. There may be a few clouds, I guess, as the front moves through, but sunshine, breezy, cooler. High temperature around 72 tomorrow, and then jacket weather Friday night will be around 46 by dawn Saturday. Perfect weather, 74 Saturday, 78 Sunday. Boy, oh boy, what a great weekend for the fair, and not just for fair goers, but people who have booths at the fair, because last weekend was awful. Textbook weather. Right now this morning, we have mostly clear skies. It's 58 with calm winds at 6. 10.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
A story that broke yesterday afternoon during happy hour.
They say Alabama's got COVID-19. Some say
so, who's going to be on the sideline coaching? You know what I mean?
Well, he's coaching via Zoom during practice.
Yeah, during practice, but...
But I think this is all going to depend on follow-up testing today and tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Because how many times have we seen teams locked down, re-quarantine over a positive test that was negative the next time?
Well, that's true, too. Well, at least, it's not a big game, anyway.
No, not against Georgia.
It doesn't get bigger than this.
Saban, who was working from his home, was upbeat as he addressed reporters on a Zoom call last night, joking, quote, something must be bad wrong as much as I look forward to these Wednesday press conferences for me not to be there with you today. Saban, who was 68, said he was feeling fine before the positive test, which surprised him. I feel fine, so I'm not really concerned that much about my health, but you never know. I basically feel like we're in our own personal bubble here. Everybody's in a much safer place. I think as soon as you travel, you get exposed to a lot more things. I heard somebody at Baumhauer's last night. We had a nice turnout last night, and thank you. And treated a lot of folks to a complimentary Dr. B burger combo.
Oh, that's cool.
At Wing Fingers.
That's good.
I'm ready to go try that.
I want to try that, too.
I have a certificate with your name on it.
Is that right?
Well
tell you your name, and I'll write it on there if I feel more special.
It's invisible ink right now, right?
Yeah, that's the ticket. Anyway, somebody at Baumhauer's last night said, I think everybody at some point will have this. It's just a matter of...
So sure, in the Fox News, little Baron...
Yeah, he's doing fine.
The president's son.
You know, it's funny, because when all of this hit really heavy, you know, I was in Nashville the month of March where, I mean, everybody started kind of losing their minds about it a little bit. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I think that was the intent.
You know, the first month I was a little nervous because I was like, oh, what if I've been exposed to it and all this? And then after a while, I'm like, there's no way I was not exposed to it because there's so many people in Nashville. And we had like 8 shows that week.
Oh, look.
There's no way.
The surfaces, it can live on for 27 days. To think that we haven't been exposed to it, of course we have.
Oh, yeah.
Of course we have.
It's crazy. It's a virus. To me personally, I think it's foolish for man, doctors, whatever, to think that we can control that. No, you can't.
Not a whole lot of reaction to the story on Facebook yesterday. My cute animal videos get more response than Nick Saban's COVID diagnosis.
Because they're so cute.
Even your food pictures get a lot more response.
Which, by the way, the breakfast I scarfed down downstairs was absolutely delicious.
Could that bacon have been any more perfectly?
Oh, it was perfect. Oh,
as a matter of fact, even before we get on television, where Ryan could hear the crispness of it as I ate it, he was so jealous. Oh, then we talked about it on the air. He was so jealous about the breakfast.
We need to surprise them one morning and take the show on the road and go surprise them with breakfast.
I did that once. I brought them a casserole.
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of casserole?
Hash brown with bacon.
That was the best casserole.
I think Emily treated them a couple of times, too.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Now we're putting pressure on me. I got to go treat them.
Yeah. We're going to give you that assignment.
I can do it. I can live up to it.
I mean, I could call GNS, since they're my friends, and say, hey, could you have a sack of biscuits ready?
Uh-huh.
And I could just fling it on their porch like the newspaper, like the morning news.
Paper. That was rich, I think. Yeah.
Oh. I see.
That's the same thing that wakes me up in the morning.
See, Dow futures are down.
I wonder what's making them jump down.
Because Nancy Pelosi will not agree to a stimulus bill.
Imagine that.
They have been depending on this. It's not happening. It's probably not going to happen.
Well, because of
and they don't care about helping people or airlines or anybody else that's suffering right now.
What's the rules on us going into white, the, you know, Congress and physically removing her from office?
I think they're pushing the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. So that was something we, you know, discussed with Brent yesterday, late in the afternoon. The other thing that was a huge topic yesterday, all of this stuff comes out on Hunter Biden in no less a respectable source than the New York Post. And Twitter and Facebook are censoring this.
They're censoring what?
They're censoring the New York Times on the
New York Post.
New York
Big
Post.
Big difference. Times can print any lie they want and they'll repeat it.
So they're censoring them because they reported that Barron has it or what? No?
No, Hunter Biden.
Well, Hunter Biden.
Joe Biden's son has, they've linked ties.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
All the evidence on Hunter Biden's connections to China, the Ukraine, his father's connection, it's all out.
I got the sons wrong. It's the son of the other guy running.
And it's yes. Not speculation.
I'm sorry.
No, you're
Barron, good. Barron Trump has not been to China yet. Maybe he has. I don't know.
Knowing him with his dad, I'm sure he's traveled just about everywhere.
Yeah.
So they got censored.
Right. There you see it on the
Hunter Biden
Fox
bombshell.
Yeah. And Twitter and Facebook will not let you link or pass on that story with all the evidence. I mean, this is what you expect in the Soviet Union in the 80s, not in America in 2020.
How did I miss that yesterday?
You weren't feeling good.
I think you were actually doing what you needed to do a couple of weeks ago, and that was rest.
But I'll bet you feel even better after that performance by the Braves last night.
Oh, good.
Where they yacked up 11 runs in the first inning.
I had it out of my mind.
Oh, and I brought it back. Shame on me. I should put a lid on it. Speaking of lids, how's your roof? If you have had, with all the rain, we're about 14 inches above normal for the year. I think that's a quick estimate based on inflammation I saw earlier this morning. The folks at Jones Brothers are the people to come out, trace any, you see a stain of the ceiling, they trace it back to the origins, reseal it, and then send a touch-up painter to get rid of the hideous stain, and you're done. Most of the time, you do not need a new roof. But if you need one, go with the folks that have been putting roofs on homes in the River Region for 80 years, and that's Jones Brothers. They do so much more, too. Replacement windows and doors, energy efficient. We've had them add screen doors to our home. And they're doing some touch-up repairs on our roof, not to the roof itself. They said our shingles are good for at least another 4 years, and the roof itself has another 10 to 12, which is really nice news because, you know, it'd be just my luck to decide to spend a few bucks to do a home improvement and then find out we got to replace the roof. That's how things work in Greg Budell world. But I'm going to trust their diagnosis. So whether it's repair, replacement, or you want to make your home more energy efficient or add some nice touches, jbroof.com is the place to see their whole portfolio of accomplishment or call 800-264-8009. Our TV topic is holiday spending. That's coming up shortly. Let's go over there now, though, for local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a shooting in Montgomery Wednesday night. Police say a man has life-threatening injuries after the shooting in the 4700 block of Parktown Way. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Tuskegee police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting Tuesday. 24-year-old Quantavius Jackson is charged with murder in connection to the shooting in the 500 block of Crenshaw Circle. Police say the victim is a 26-year-old man. They have not released his name at this time. And Alabama State University has removed Bibb Graves' name from one of its residence halls. This comes after a unanimous vote by the Board of Trustees to change the name of the building. Bibb Graves was an Alabama governor who was supported by the KKK in the 1920s. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local seven-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate-covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples-to-apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit calldixie.com. Call Dixie.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's get our first look at the roads at 820, 620. What's wrong with me? 620.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate still all over the area this morning, including I-65 and 85. One exception, East South Boulevard, always busy this time of the morning from Troy Highway all the way down to Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. A lot of folks inbound on 331 at this time of the morning every day. Buckle up and drive carefully. We've got no accidents into us and nothing that's really going to slow you down much on your way into work this morning. Haynes Ambulance, there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
When you carve a pumpkin, does it feel pain? How do we really know? Hi. At Caring Vines Orchard, we nurture every pumpkin as individuals, unique in their own way. We interview prospective adopters to make sure our little orange babies are going to a good home.
We have a renovated Tudor with a screened-in porch where they'll be on display, but protected from the elements.
Sounds lovely.
Thanks.
No knives will ever touch their tender shells. The precious pumpkins from our orchard are decorative, unlike others. Maimed victims exploited for a holiday created to scare and frighten.
On a jack-o'-lantern.
We don't say that here. Sounds like jerk, and that's pejorative.
You're a jerk-o'-lantern.
Well, your costume is common and pedestrian.
What?
A princess. Really original. Hush. Welcome a Caring Vines Orchard pumpkin into your home. Our pumpkins come with a promise. We don't carve, we covet. Pleasant Halloween.
It's showtime.
At 622. Who is joining the gang? Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
And Greg's looking all snazzy in a tie this morning.
Well, it's fake. I mean, it's a real tie. Mm-hmm. I just thought it, you know, instead of looking.
Day the right way with Rising.
Hello. It's 6:23. Because of the pandemic, a lot of people are planning to cut back this Christmas. But according to a new survey, some of you plan to overachieve. We're going to talk about this with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Have you started overachieving yet, anybody?
Whoa. What is this?
Greg's already starting on the overachieving.
And it's not a clip-on.
No.
I see. He's dressed like it's career day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's our picture day, you know.
That goes back to my casket sharp comment, Greg.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll have the jacket on, and then I'll be ready to be laid out on Friday.
Shopping for Ryan yet for Christmas?
I'm giving Ryan the same. I'm spending the same amount this year that I did last year.
Oh, I see.
I'm Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Going big on
because our friendship is priceless. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Okay, so there's four of us in here. So among the six of us, did anybody buy anything at Amazon Prime days? Jay, did
I didn't even know that was going on.
I didn't either. Missed it.
Amazon Prime, last couple of days.
I looked through it.
I bought a few things.
I bought enough for all of us.
I bought enough.
You did? Good. Go, Jaleah. Special.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning to notifications. Your item is shipped. Your item is shipped. Your item is shipped. And I was like, no, why did you do all this? But I keep telling myself I needed it.
I think I'll send Ryan a, you know, instead of Omaha steaks, I'll send him Omaha liver and onions for as a thoughtful gesture.
Yeah.
Once again, I seriously doubt you'll ever send anything over here because you always lie.
He was tempted.
If there's one thing that I would not want you to send, it would be that.
He was tempted with your bacon
for you to
this
send
morning,
over, but not that.
You guys want some balut? Oh.
Yeah, some balut. Yeah, we've got some extra.
Yeah, yeah, lots of balut. What was that again?
What is that?
We have a listener.
Balut?
Has something to do with like eggs.
We have a listener named Wiley Poundstone, who anytime we bring up some bizarre food from some
random
other
facts or whatever,
he brings it to the radio station.
It's like a half-developed duck egg that you eat.
Yeah, I mean, the duck.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like those scrambled eggs I made for
the
gang this morning.
That's what I would want for breakfast.
Yes.
Right out of the shell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good protein. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So we'll bring you some breakfast if that's what you need.
Right. Yeah. So back to Christmas shopping.
All right.
Did you?
Okay. Well, how about this? 23% of people who are buying gifts this year say they've already started shopping, but then another 10% say they're going to start sometime this month. What is this? October?
Yeah.
I guess that's around like the right time to start.
Sure.
Yes.
Preparing. This is when like Walmart usually says, you know, you can come and put stuff on layaway.
Especially with all the sales lately, not just Amazon, all the big retailers.
All the big stores are having stores. Yeah, they're having stores. They're having sales.
I think when you plan ahead, you enjoy the holiday more.
Yeah.
Yesterday, there was a story, though.
I actually think, I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, yesterday, it was a story we did on the morning show. There's a new trend. People are putting up half of a tree instead of a full tree. They're taking their artificial trees and only putting in enough branches so they can shove it into the corner and not have to decorate all the way around.
Is that right?
As a way of saving money.
Oh, okay.
Oh, saving money.
Okay.
I see.
Yeah.
Jay knows
that
I've been shopping. Jay's been keeping me up to date on what am I going to buy for my birthday?
He's getting an iPhone.
iPhone Pro.
iPhone 12 Pro Max.
Max.
Nice. What
costs $8 million?
I'm calling rich for nothing.
I just got a new phone. Sure. I just got
that. May be the best line we've ever heard on this segment.
What is this?
I'm hanging on to my phone until it just can't go anymore.
Are you telling me this is obsolete now already?
No, you got the. What'd you get? The 10S?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's what I have right
now.
I skipped the 11 waiting for
that's
the 12
it?
Pro.
I'm waiting for the 12 to come out.
Yeah.
What's going to be different about it?
Well,
cameras,
it's 5G ready.
It's 5G.
The cameras are better. You know,
a lot more options for business.
I'm ready to go back to the 6. This thing does all kinds of things that I don't ask it to do. You just touch it the wrong way, and it's doing Facebook Messenger calls.
You send me a random text at like 3:00 in the afternoon.
Oh, it was gibberish. I didn't type that in. The phone did that.
Your flip phone didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, my flip phone never.
Scapegoat. Oh, well, I didn't do it.
These things just happen by magic. But I say.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The earlier you start preparing, at least planning, make a list of names.
Right.
What am I going to do? What am I going to get?
Yeah.
The more you'll enjoy the spiritual.
But some people like the hustle and bustle of
the panic.
Of the deadline.
That's
and the panic.
True.
And
I'm big on, like, I really don't like doing anything Christmas till after Thanksgiving. That's just me.
I want to be in the holiday spirit.
You get more in the spirit. You know, I go holiday by holiday.
Yeah.
It's Halloween. You get your turkey day. You got to get Thanksgiving in.
Yep.
And then we can fight over the Christmas presents and the layaway.
But
pile.
I feel like you do save a little bit of money by starting earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because I feel like people think that usually if you start earlier, you're spending more because it's over a longer period of time, but I just think that gives you more time to budget a little bit.
Jay Black,
I'm more likely to overspend if I get to the end and feel like I got to wrap it up. And I don't think he was talking about a gift.
Jay, Black Friday is not as big a deal as it was years ago, right?
I don't know how it's going to pan out this year.
Walmart's Black Friday stuff came out this morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. But this time last year, we were making our Black Friday plans, Jay.
I don't know what's going to happen this year with it. I really don't.
I'm not going anywhere.
I mean,
right?
Blame it. When I don't have a gift for anybody, I'm going to blame it on the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Scapegoat.
Oh, hear that. I hope they weren't watching this morning. Sorry, Mom. Okay. You guys have a good day. We're going to talk to you next time.
See you later.
Thanks, guys.
As always, you want to hear from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6. It is 6:29. We're going to head out and get a check on the traffic.
That's a good topic. TV topic. It's like, yay. You okay over there?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, that coughing, you had that coughing fit in the 8:00 hour yesterday.
It's not a cough that's
it's
generated.
A tickle?
One little particle, that's all it takes, yeah. In just the right spot in your throat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And suddenly...
You're choking and dying.
You turn into snots. All right, now this is a weird story, because I'm supposed to talk about Eddie Bader, but there's a story here about skeletons selling houses. Real estate listings generally pretty predictable, but not this one. Donna Kerr is a longtime real estate agent in Washington, decided to deck out her agency's properties with fun Halloween decor for the month of October in an attempt to lift people's spirits during these uncertain times.
Aww.
She got a group of skeletons that appear in the listing photos, including a 12-foot skeleton that became a social media sensation and sold out at Home Depot in September. She and her team say they spend hours decorating each home with small little skeletons from her personal collection and then the big ones from Home Depot. They can be seen doing normal things inside the home, so she places them in the homes. It's kind of eerie. Eddie Bader doesn't need to resort to those kind of gimmicks. If you're thinking about selling your home, give it to somebody who will work on it nonstop. Literally, the guy's up all hours of the day and night. I'll post something on Facebook at 2:30 in the morning, just getting started for the show, and I'll see an Eddie Bader reply. I don't know when he sleeps, but he takes each and every listing seriously. He's great at showing off a house, and more importantly, in my case in particular, I had a rental, and I wanted to sell it, but Eddie advised me, based on his experiences, let us manage it, meaning the Goodson Group, and in a couple of years, the market value is going to be much better for your home. And he was exactly right. Instead of just getting out of the mortgage, because, of course, I bought the house before the market crashed, I actually made a few bucks back thanks to Eddie's advice, and Goodson Group took care of all the rental issues for me. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, Eddie Bader is your guy. You're better with Bader. And plus, it's kind of an anxious time. He's got a good sense of humor. You just never question that he's working nonstop. 322-0662, 322-0662. See all the latest listings that he has at Eddie Bader Realtor on Facebook at 6:31. Another traffic check, and then the timeline for October the 15th.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We're seeing a little bit of congestion on the boulevard, but not a lot. Taylor Road is beginning to get busy this morning, and we are seeing some more cars inbound on the 31s from Wetumpka, Prattville, Troy Highway, and 331 are active this morning. I-65 and 85 looking good, but we have no accidents into us to report to you. So buckle up, be safe out there, and we'll keep you updated throughout the morning ride. Your pet is a part of your family. Invisible Fence can give you peace of mind with an outdoor system to keep them at home or an indoor system to keep them in specific areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, it's Greg Budell. Water is 60% of what you are. And if the water you're putting into you, the water in your home, leaves residue and has chemicals and particles in it, that's the same water that you're drinking, cleaning dishes with, bathing, cooking with, and your pets are drinking. Aqua Systems offers a whole home water filtration solution, and it costs you nothing to have yours tested with the lowest water filtration prices in the state of Alabama. Aqua Systems experts can permanently solve well water and hard water problems with their American-made products. Call for a free estimate in the River Region at 377-4304. That's 377-4304. You want great water? Go to iwantgreatwater.com and do it now. You'll never have to lug bottled water again with Aqua Systems. That's 377-4304.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Go
Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
Don't forget that November 1st deadline for Dan Black Studios on Camcorder video transfers to have them in time for the holidays at 50% off for you at this time. With the timeline for October 15th at 6:36, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Ow! 290th day of the year. There are 78 days remaining. Today is National Grouch Day, so stay out of my way.
No.
Leave me alone.
Bite me.
Chase might.
Well, if you hand wash yourself, it's Global Hand Washing Day. I might come near you. It's National Cake Decorating Day. Sorry about that, Jay. There'll be no cake for you tomorrow. Mm. It's National Cheese Curd Day. Sorry about that, Jay.
There'll be no cheese curd
for you tomorrow. It's National I Love Lucy Day. That's because on this date in 1951, I Love Lucy premiered on the Columbia Broadcasting System. It ran for 6 seasons, living on reruns for 7 decades. Back in those days, it wasn't 22 shows. Didn't they do like 30-some shows a season back in those days, some of those sitcoms?
Yeah. I know that with Andy Griffith, they did 30.
Wow.
That was a season.
Wow.
But some did more than that, yeah.
I mean, for the writers to come up with...
Wasn't there... what was the name? The Honeymooners. Don't they have, like, wasn't it the classic?
39. 1955.
They would do 39 a season?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. I like this. This is kind of cool. I didn't know this. 1789, the first presidential tour starts when George Washington tours New England by stagecoach. Kind of like the, you know, the whistle stop tours on that Truman would do on the railroad.
Right? On a train. FDR did those, too.
Yeah. So on this date in 1860... An 11-year-old girl, Grace Bedell of Westfield, New York, wrote presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln a letter. And in the letter, she suggested he would look better if he grew a beard. And guess what? He grew a beard. 1863, the CSS Hunley, the world's first successful combat submarine, sinks during a test run, killing its inventor and 7 crew members. On this date in 54, Hurricane Hazel, the fourth major hurricane of 1954, hammers southern Ontario, Canada. Hazel hit hard from the Jamaica to Canada, killing more than 400, causing $1 billion in damage, and that's 1954 money. Hazel considered a benchmark in the Carolinas and formerly the strongest October hurricane ever until Michael ended that distinction 2 years ago. By the way, I have a weather extra for TV tonight about the new benchmarks that we've reached this hurricane season with back-to-back-to-back landfalls along the U.S. northern Gulf Coast. Join me for a feature I'm calling Hurricane Fatigue tonight at 6 and 10.
It's great.
On CBS 8 and ABC 32. Thank you. On the state in 71, I love this, Rick Nelson, He's booed at Madison Square Garden. You see, the incident resulted in his hit song, Garden Party, in which he says, I played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came, but no one heard the music. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. And so he, you know, he didn't look like Little Ricky, and they didn't want, they didn't like that.
Were they booing because Ozzy and Harriet didn't come out on stage?
They were not the... the kind of parents that they were depicted on as television. They were not wonderful parents.
In real life?
In real life.
I did not know that. I've never heard any really good gossip on Ozzy and Harriet. Yeah.
On this date in 1955, the Grand Ole Opry debuts on Clear Channel 650 WSM 50,000 watts, the signal that you could hear just about everywhere on the country at night. And you've seen those old radios. You've got one. A lot of them had push buttons and had WSM on there. You know what I mean? On push buttons.
I have the dial in, but I don't have any. I don't know if one of them may have push buttons.
Yeah. Do you know what WSM originally stood for?
Yes, I do. It's, WLS is world's largest store. WSM, it's... It's an insurance company?
It is an insurance company. We Shield Millions.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what it used to be.
Really?
When the insurance company bought out the
Never
radio station, and then it became the largest country radio station in history.
Oh, and the most famous, certainly. And you could hear it everywhere on those. There were 11 clear channel stations.
WACV stands for We Are Cool Vampires.
Love it. Great for Halloween.
Now, this date in 76, the first debate of its kind, a vice presidential nominee, Bob Dole, who always spoke in the third,
Bob Dole doesn't do that.
That's right. Walter Mondale was the Democrat. Dole was Gerald Ford's running mate. Mondale was Jimmy Carter's running mate. Dole is now 97.
He was in a picture that was taken a week or so ago that ran nationally. I didn't recognize him.
Well, when he stood up at the funeral of Senator Arizona.
McCain.
And when he stood up and went to the casket, that was amazing that he got out of his wheelchair. On this date in 1977, Debbie Boone started a 10-week run at number one with a single that is simply awful, You Light Up My Life. 10 weeks at number one, and yet you will never hear that on any radio station anywhere in the world. Thank God. On this date in 78, Toto released their self-entitled debut album featuring Hold the Line. On this date in 91, Clarence Thomas won a Senate confirmation for Supreme Court. In 2003, China launched its first manned space mission. We always forget about that China. China also had a man in space, right?
Mm-hmm. China.
2007, comedian and actor Drew Carey takes over hosting The Price is Right. I bet he makes some good change. You
know. Speaking of The Price is Right, there's some Bob Barker in the Cheap and Trashy.
Bob is, he retired at the age of 83 after hosting for 35 years. Well, what he always ended the show with, oh yeah, and you did that.
Oh, I bet you do
about
that.
About the spading, neutering and spading.
Yeah.
2009, the Balloon Boy hoax. Remember that?
Oh, man.
Took over the country where this crazed couple claimed their 6-year-old son, Falcon, was trapped in a balloon. He wasn't. He was up in the attic, I think. Jeez, that was crazy. Birthdays. Sarah, the Duchess of York, is 61. Used to be married to Prince Andrew, who we have found out is a real scumbag. Tanya Roberts is 65. Tito Jackson of the Jackson 5 is 67 today. Comedian Larry Miller, or as they always say, funny man, Larry Miller is 67. Chris DeBerg is 72. He did Lady in Red. Richard Carpenter of the Carpenters is how old today?
I'm going to guess 74.
He's right on it, isn't he?
Yeah, but I wonder if he studies before the show.
But we've been doing these birthdays, and some of them stick.
Jeez. Dead or alive, Penny Marshall.
She just died.
She died in 2018, is right. Lee Iacocca is, of course, still dead. It's 16 days till Halloween, 17 days till the time change, Thanksgiving in 42 days, Christmas in 71 days. That's it, the timeline.
With Rich Thomas.
What about the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting?
Oh, it was in there this morning. I know it was in there.
Oh, God, I don't... Did I do it? I don't think I did it.
Did I do it yesterday?
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I put it in yesterday.
You didn't put it in?
Which I'm grateful. Yeah, I didn't put it in. See? That was yesterday's.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
You don't care though, do you?
Now you got me wondering because I saw it. Crunchy!
I didn't do it. I am sorry. I don't know why I didn't get around to it, but I didn't do it.
What is today? The 15th?
Yeah.
That is the timeline with Rich Thomas. I see. Oh, I K-Rod's on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Hey!
What's up?
Hi! I just had a funny thought. I want to hear Sonny Fox reminding people to spay and neuter their pets.
All right, let's see if this works. This is the Price is Right closing. Don't forget to go out and get your dog's balls chopped off.
This is Rod Roddy. He gets Price is Right. Mark Goodson. Television production.
By the way. That was really good. By the way, the song of the day was a group by Reunion from 1974. What am I talking about? What song?
Life is a Rock.
Yeah. Well, so we'll do it next week.
I have it in the system.
It mentions 100. You want to do it?
I sometimes play it to in that little song I run.
Okay, so here's the intro. You tell me when you're ready.
You calm me down.
Well, now our song of the day from a one-hit wonder group from an ad hoc group of studio musicians called Reunion, 1974 novelty hit that mentions over 120 disc jockeys, musicians, songwriters, record labels, and song titles and lyrics. I don't know how they did it, but here he goes, Life is a Rock.
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang, and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deep of purple satisfaction, baby, baby, got it, gimme, getting hot, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my Vista Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Archers, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco Poppin', Fats back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock, but the radio won't be. Gotta turn it up louder, so my DJ told me. Ooh, ooh, life is a rock, but the radio won't be. Life is a rock, at the end of
Did you ever know anybody who could do it all?
No.
I know the guy whose name is Flash Phelps. He works on satellite radio. And a friend of mine who can do the whole, every single thing in that song. That is.
That would require a lot of practice and dedication. But I've been busy.
And now, Wayne Fingers winning winner of the day.
I am so excited.
And the Wayne Fingers winning winner of the day is...
Pat Sullivan.
Great choice.
Thank you.
Pat Sullivan. He was the first college football player I really followed. Because college football wasn't big in Chicago.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes, that 1971 season, right? He was amazing. So that's the name you'll need this afternoon, sometime between 3 and 6, when, in a whimsical moment, I'll say, please call with today's Wing Finger winning winner. And if you are caller 7 at 272-9228, you want lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. Last night, I treated everybody that came to Baumhauer's to a certificate to enjoy the Dr. B Burger, which is a new feature on the Wing Finger menu.
Yeah, I want to try that.
Baumhauer's burgers are awesome. Always made fresh and from scratch. So if you're not in the mood for chicken, try that the next time you're downtown. 6:48, Fox News replay is just a moment ahead.
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's not quite as chilly this morning. It's pleasantly cool. We're at 58 right now. A little warmer today with a high around 83. Sunshine, low humidity, mainly clear. Not as cool tonight, low 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy. I mean, you'll feel the difference. It's going to be cooler. Tomorrow's high will be 72. That breeze will make it seem a little cooler. Chilly tomorrow night. In fact, jacket weather. Overnight low temperature down to about 46 by dawn Saturday morning. Be a good night for a bonfire, you know? know? Perfect weekend, 74 Saturday, 78 Sunday. Great for the fair or for football or whatever you have planned. Textbook weekend. We'll be down to 49 on Sunday morning. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 58 degrees, 649.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right. Coming, I mentioned the Bob Barker story. There's a few other items of interest in the cheap and trashy. That's just ahead.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
As we get ready for football season, make sure your home's indoor comfort is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your unit has struggled all year, call United today for a tune-up or a free estimate to replace it.
Call and ask us about our yearly maintenance plans or use our new smart financing to finance a new system with a low monthly payment.
United has a solution for you. Whether your system needs to be tuned up or if it's an old, out-of-date dinosaur that needs to be replaced.
We can also make sure your home's indoor air quality is safe for game day with a whole house air purifier.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local seven-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate-covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:52, here is today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. Mentioned earlier that Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19. Seems to be asymptomatic at this point. But a major college football game has been postponed due to positive tests, and that's this weekend's Florida-LSU game.
They both lost last week.
Oh, boy, and I bet they were looking forward to that, too.
They were really looking forward to it.
It says Saban won't be on the sidelines unless he's able to log a series of at least two negative tests.
Wonder who,
which is possible,
would take over for him.
Well, it won't be the athletic director because he tested positive too.
He sure did. Might be the offensive coordinator.
I would think. You know, I was just thought of this the other day. The Dolphins drafted Tua, and I haven't heard a thing about him all season.
He did have a good first game. I did see that after they played their first game and said he had a really good one. So
he was amazing at Alabama, I can tell you
yes,
that.
Yes, he was. And talk about a good Christian and humble young man.
And his family would be there for almost every game. Yeah, I live in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel bad anytime a player gets hurt, but him in particular. But he still got drafted high, as bad as that injury was that ruined his last season.
Yeah.
The Bob Barker story that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
He wasn't the original choice for Happy Gilmore. You know who they wanted instead of Bob Barker?
No. They wanted Greg Budell.
Yeah, he was too busy in those days to bother with something that silly. No, they wanted Ed McMahon.
Ah.
What?
That's funny.
Hi-oh!
But when I think of Happy Gilmore, that is the funniest moment, isn't it, in the movie where Bob Barker...
Well, here's the twist. I'll bet you didn't know this. First of all, Ed McMahon never turned it down. He never even answered or replied when they sent him the script. So they offered it to Bob Barker, and Bob Barker says, I'll do it on one condition. I have to win the fight. He says, if my character's not going to win the fight, I'm not interested. You know, Bob Barker trained with Chuck Norris.
No, I didn't know that.
So he was really proud of his martial arts skills.
Oh, man.
He said, I've got to win the fight. You know what? And it's a good thing he demanded it because that made it all the more funny.
Wonder what year that movie came out. Do you know? Do you happen to know?
90-something, right?
What was the movie again?
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I've never watched it all the way through, but I've seen that scene.
But that is a hilarious scene.
And given some of the tempers I've seen on the golf course, I'm surprised there aren't more people throwing
96.
Punches. 96. Much more recent than I realized. A Houston Astros player, baseball fans, says it's nice not having fans at games.
Really?
Yeah, because there's nobody there to boo them for being the cheating players they were for all those years.
So the Braves have had players at their games, but not at the... they're playing in San Diego, right? So there's none
in
California.
And they've allowed fans to watch the NLCS in the new Texas stadium, which will also host the World Series, and they will have fans for that.
Oh, really?
And maybe they will allow a few more so that we're not doing
fake fans. I didn't know they were doing the World Series there.
Yeah, first year of neutral sites, although this has been something they've discussed in the past, just to make sure that they've got good weather and they can guarantee the playing dates.
Right.
The house from the infamous pool scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High is for sale. Call Eddie Bader. Dexter, I only know about that show. I mean, I know of the show. I didn't watch it, but my daughter loved it. It's coming back with Michael C. Hall for a limited run. Debates tonight. NBC. Trump is doing a town hall on NBC. That should be fun.
It's interesting that NBC offered that, while ABC is doing the Biden town hall.
No, they're doing the vice president of the people. Does that mean Mike Pence? Or does that mean Joe Biden?
They're doing Joe Biden town hall. So it's competing town halls tonight. One on ABC, one on NBC.
I can't wait to see the ratings. The first 90s song to log 1 billion streams. What do you think it is? Think of a big hit from the 90s.
A big hit from the 90s.
That now is the first front.
Hello.
The 90s to have a billion streams.
I have no idea. I don't even have a guess.
Teen Spirit?
That's a good guess.
You're wrong.
I don't even have a guess.
Song from the 90s.
What genre?
What would he be considered?
Well, whatever you consider Oasis to be.
Oh! So,
Wonderwall.
Wonderwall. I was going to say Champagne Supernova. Oh, Wonderwall.
Wow. It's only the second song from before the year 2000 to surpass a billion streams. What do you think the other one is? This is easy.
You Light Up My Life? No?
I think Rich Man's right there.
No, it's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, that's a good one.
The song that's made it into movies and people sing it in their station wagons.
The record company did not want it, did not understand it, thought it was unusual.
It's amazing record companies stayed in business at all with some of the stupid decisions.
Well, Capitol hated Pet Sounds, and it's now considered one of the greatest albums of all time.
And this story, we've had an upbeat show so far, but there's a story about Stevie Nicks that absolutely made me sick.
Uh-oh.
but not now. This is the Happy Good Morning Wake-Up Show. And it's 6:58, so we'll check traffic, Fox News, coming up in the next hour. Random Facts with Jay, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all over the city now. Got a lot of inbound traffic off the 31s. Congressman Dickinson, Northeast Boulevard congested, as well as at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. A lot of people come into Montgomery via that route in the mornings. A little bit of a slowdown on 65 northbound from West Boulevard up to Fairview. A lot of cars on the road this morning, but no accidents reported to us so far. The Toyota trucks are at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. 2018, 19, and 20 models, 2 and 4